17 minutes away from 4 o'clock on, well, for right now, what is just an overcast Friday afternoon into the Friday evening, although there are some pretty interesting colors on that radar right now. Let's hope that if the rain does come, it gets out of here pretty quickly. But for right now, we are dry out here in Avon. Andy Bulbarch with you, along with Matt Douglas, who is back in studio control in Elyria. And right now, Judy Kaminsky is joining us on the line from the Pete Miller House and Museum in Avon Lake. Judy, how are you?
Hi, Andy. I'm fine.
Well, we appreciate you coming on the show. And before we get into the events that are coming up at the museum over the next couple of weeks here, for those who have never been to the Peter Miller House or Museum or really aren't aware of it, can you give us the history behind it?
Yes, the Peter Miller House was the home of Peter Miller, his wife, and five children. And he built the house back in 1830. He was the youngest son of Adam Miller, who was Avon Lake's first non-Native American settler. So this house is a great representation of what a family lived like back in 1830s. So the house, the family lived in the house up until about 1925, and then it was sold to the city of Avon Lake, and it was in need of a lot of repair, which the city had no funds for. But fortunately, we had a lot of great volunteers, people, the Lakeshore Women's Club, the Friends of the Peter House, Miller House Museum, and other local organizations, businesses, and community volunteers who raised funds, donated their help in restoring the building. So it's a great, wonderful little museum. It is one of Lorain County's last pre-Civil War lakefront houses, and the house museum is on the National Registry of Historic Places.
Wow, very interesting
so
stuff,
it is,
Judy.
It's great. It's a non-profit little organization. It's a little white house with a picket fence. And it's located on the southwest corner of Miller Road Park, next to the Avon Lake Boat Landing in Avon Lake on Lake Road. We open the house up in the summer months on Mondays in June and July for house tours, and we give special programs then. The tours start at 6:30, and the programs usually start at 7 o'clock. And we have a great agenda of programs that we try to put on.
What originally got you involved with the museum?
Well, I became a member in 2013. I became friends with one of the older board members, one of the senior board members, Jerry Payne, who's our executive director. And her grandmother, Carrie Miller, was the daughter of Peter Miller's oldest brother, and Jerry's family is, again, related to one of the first earliest settlers of Avon Lake. So I got to know Jerry, and I was born in Lorain, grew up in Lorain and Amherst and Sheffield and Avon, and had an aunt who loved history and antiques. So I value our kind of preserving history so we can show that to our future generation.
Judy, what are some of the things that you find most attractive about the Pete Miller House there?
Well, I think it's just the fact that it shows us how difficult life was back then. They didn't have any of the conveniences we have today. There was no running water. There was no electricity. They didn't have the air conditioning and furnace systems we have today. In what they called the gathering room, which we would call the kitchen, there's a large walk-in fireplace, and that had to heat the whole house as well as cook their meals. They had no bathroom facilities. They had a porcelain pot that they would use at night. And then, other than that, they went out and dug a hole in the woods. So it's and no cell phones, no telephones. So it's fun to go back and reflect on what it was like to live in those days.
We're talking with Judy Kaminsky with the Peter Miller House Museum in Avon Lake here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And boy, we mentioned earlier we would get to some of the events you guys have coming up the next couple of weeks here. Next week, you've got Dan Rominski from Cleveland Storytellers coming in. And, of course, you've got Sherry Spender coming up later on in the month. What can you tell us about these two events?
Well, Dan Rominski is going to talk on the famous and infamous women of Cleveland's Millionaire Row. So that should be a fascinating talk. He's from the Cleveland Storyteller Organization, and I've heard Dan give presentations before. He's just an entertaining speaker, so it'll be a fun one to attend. And Sherry Spencer is one of our local Avon Lake residents, and her program is going to be on fashion fatalities. And Dan's program is Monday, July 10th, and Sherry's is Monday, July 7th. We are not going to be open this coming Monday because of the 4th of July holiday. But so those are both great programs. We don't charge a fee. Admission is free, and they're open to anyone. So if you have time, come in and listen to them. They'll be great.
And, Judy, what in your mind kind of makes events like this so unique to the Peter Miller House and Museum? I mean, because you have some interesting speakers, you have some interesting guests coming in. What is it about events like this that really kind of makes this meeting between these speakers and the Peter Miller House and Museum?
Well, again, we try to have speakers that can talk about the north part of Ohio, or about our Lorain County, our Cleveland area. Speakers that can talk about some of the history things. Some of our prior presentations have been on the Lakeshore electric rail car system. And last week we had a presentation given by Tom Patton on Lakeshore electric rail car restoration. And he's in the process of restoring some of those. A presentation was on the Lake Erie shipwrecks given by Mike and George Ann Walker. So it gets visitors and people that are busy working just to hear about some of the things that have gone on here in our on Lake Erie, in some of our cities, our towns, our communities that they may not have heard about. And so it helps, again, with the museum presenting those type of presentations. We also had an interesting one given by David Schimmer on the 1903 unsolved murder at St. Joseph Church in Lorain. So those are fascinating things that you may never have heard of, and they're fun to hear the presentations and the facts given about them.
Judy, where can folks go in order to find out more information on the Peter Miller House?
We do have a web page, and so if they just Google Peter Miller House Museum, Avon Lake, Ohio, it will take you into a site that will take you right into the information that will talk about the house and presentations.
Good stuff. Well, Judy, we certainly appreciate you giving us some of your time here. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll have to have you on again soon.
Well, thank you, Andy. It was fun talking with everyone. Take care.
Absolutely. Thank you. You too. Mm-hmm. That is Judy Kaminsky with the Peter Miller House and Museum in Avon Lake.